From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. German police are searching for a Tunisian man suspected of involvement in Monday's truck attack in Berlin. An arrest warrant issued Wednesday names Anis Amri and lists him as a Tunisian citizen. The warrant says he is considered armed and dangerous. The evacuations of rebels and civilians from the embattled Syrian city of Aleppo have resumed after being delayed for one day. The complete evacuation of the rebel-held enclave will give full control of Aleppo to the Syrian government, a milestone in the nearly six-year-old civil war. The evacuations are being conducted under an agreement negotiated by Russia and Turkey. The agreement also called for people to leave two villages in Idlib province that have been under rebel siege. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the assassination of the Russian ambassador earlier this week was carried out by a member of the network of Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. Turkey's foreign minister told U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in a phone call earlier this week that his government believes the killer is linked to Gulen, who lives in the United States. Mr. Erdogan also blamed Gulen for July's failed coup. Mexican authorities have identified fewer than half of the victims of explosions at a fireworks market that killed at least 31 people and injured scores of others near Mexico City. The San Pablito market in the city of Tultepec was packed with shoppers buying fireworks for the Christmas and New Year's holidays when a series of explosions erupted. Most of the stalls in the market were destroyed. Forensics experts are using genetic analysis in an attempt to identify remains. This is VOA News.